Welcome to Murondoy. To all intents and purposes, everything seems to be pretty okay. But that's just how it seems.
Murondoy comes to you in association with Republic Bank Guyana Limited, Guyana Lottery Company, and SPADS Incorporated, urging you to stay safe by washing or sanitizing your hands, wearing masks, covering your nose and mouth if you sneeze or cough, and maintaining physical distancing.
Joanne, I have to go out to pay some bills.
Mom, remember we're going to sign you up for Republic Online and Republic Mobile.
But don't I still need to go to the bank to sign up?
No, Mom. Republic Bank made it even easier for us to sign up. Just visit RepublicGuyana.com, click the Republic Online sign up banner, follow the instructions, and you're good to go.
No need to visit the bank when you can use Republic Online and Republic Mobile. Pay bills, transfer funds to any local bank or to any Republic Bank account. Check balances and more anywhere at any time. Take advantage of Republic's convenient sign up process and do your banking from home. Log on to RepublicGuyana.com and find out how easy it is to sign up today.
Republic Bank, we're the one for you.
Pick two in the afternoon. Pick two in the evening. Pick two. A chance to win big cash. Just ask for the Multi-X. Multiply your winnings by 2, by 3, even 5, or get a free play. Pick two with Multi-X. Pick two numbers from 0 to 9. A chance to win big cash. Drawing twice daily, Monday to Saturday. Bet the same amount.
Remember, a ticket a day can make you rich today.
Contractors and home builders, whether it's wood, metal, or concrete, you can assemble everything faster and stronger with expansion anchor bolts from SPADS Incorporated. Building a swimming pool, SPADS will help you select the best materials. And garden lovers can get all the accessories to make the garden beautiful. SPADS Incorporated also stocks a variety of water pumps and steel and fiberglass pressure tanks. And the new air over water pressure tank constructed from NSF and FDA listed materials. No more bladders or air cells bursting. Their treatment and filtration systems will ensure your water supply is safe for the family. For a good pump and better water, it's SPADS Incorporated, 268 Thomas Street, telephone 225-4672.
In our last episode, Danny and Nurse Leah had a meeting with villagers who expressed their gratitude to the Ministry of Agriculture and HESAD for their work in the Rupununi. Later, Danny asked Leah to be his girlfriend and she said yes. Robin and Shelley were having a drink when Usher entered. Shelley was shocked when Robin told her he was a client she spoke about before. Shelley said Unique could tell her about Usher. As we return, Shelley and Robin are waiting for Unique.
All right, Unique. Me and Robin here waiting on you. Okay, cool.
Shelley, you ain't gonna give me a hint about what Unique can tell me?
Just be patient and wait, no man. She gonna be here just now. In the meanwhile, let me order something now.
I don't mind trying the wings.
All right, so we got order 2 serving of wings and 2 serving fish. I hungry. Whatever you and Unique don't eat, I gonna eat.
Like Ignatius put one in there.
Put one in where? Like you forget I can't have children and Ignatius is 110 years old.
You talking about your husband?
Girl is new and I could talk, but he.
How is it though?
How is what?
Your sex life.
Hardly ever, rare, almost non-existent.
What?
Girl, since I cheat on you with your nephew, we never get back to the place of, you know, like comfort.
Sad.
Yeah, it's like me and Ignatius, we just, you know, living like friends for companionship, you know?
But Shelley, what about them nights when you want to hug up and love up?
I always do that. But it's just like, you know, the intimate part of it not really happening.
Well, I don't know that I could marry and not be having sex with me husband.
Oh gosh, don't talk so loud.
But I kind of understand where Ignatius might be coming from.
What do you mean?
I don't know that I ever want Matthew touch me again.
Oh.
Shelley, when somebody betrays you like that, it hurts. It really hurts.
Yeah.
And for a man like Ignatius, I could just imagine what it'd do to his ego.
Look, that was a crazy time in my life. And all I see is that he never looked good.
All I focus in on right now is me healing.
So, you and Matthew still together?
Well, Shelly, it's hard for you imagine starting over with somebody new. Especially now that I'm HIV positive.
So you don't think you deserve anybody other than Matthew?
Almost 6 years, Shelly. 6 years.
Look, I understand that it might be frightening for you to think about starting over. But trust me, Robin. Sex work or not, there's a good man out there for you.
Easier said than done.
Trust me. At one point, I used to feel just like how you feel in there. And look at how God blessed me with Ignatius.
And what a blessing.
Mm-hmm. Good girl, forget things.
All right.
Oh, look, you need coming.
Hi, ladies. Sorry a little late.
It's all right, man. We just gaffing.
Okay.
Oh, I didn't even place the order. We having 2 serving of wings and 2 serving of fish. That's okay?
Yeah, man. Mid-afternoon is just something to munch on.
Right. Now, let me make the order and we can talk.
Alright, so I get an impatient. I want to know who Sean really is.
Okay, well, when I was 14, my mother started dating him. That's back in 2007, and he was driving taxi then.
Oh.
He was always a good-looking fella, so I guess this we used to catch the women every.
Well, back then we family used to go through the most. I mean, just the most.
Girl, all of we been through some trials and tribulations in this life.
True.
Yeah. So, okay. Usher started dating my mother. And then he would take me to school.
Don't tell me he molested you.
Molested and raped.
Wait. Shelly, you didn't tell me this story back when it happened?
Possibly.
Yeah, man. I remember a story like this.
I won't be surprised if I tell you a similar story to this, though. Because Guyana got a lot of sexual predators.
Anyway. So he started to molest me at first, and then raping me eventually.
Wow, wow, wow. And what your mother do?
I get into that.
This man's not a good man, Robin. He is not a good man at all.
Anyway, eventually the truth came out.
I could imagine how confusing that was for you at that age.
Yeah, it was. I mean, this whole thing sent me back into depression a few months ago when I realized he was out of prison and I eventually saw him.
I could imagine.
It even make I come off my medication at one point, stop going to the support group. I never expect that it would affect me like that.
But there's a thing with trauma though, Unique. Sometimes it don't matter how much years pass, it could still affect you.
Yep. I'm still working on healing.
Wow.
Anyway, that wasn't the worst part of it all. All the while Usher was in a relationship with my mother and raping me, he was HIV positive.
What?
Wicked, wicked, wicked man.
So wait a minute. He infected you and your mother?
Mommy didn't get infected. She was strict with your condom use.
Oh, shoot.
But of course, I was a child and he manipulated me and took advantage of me. So no condoms and I became HIV positive at that age.
Gosh, your mother must have killed a dead boy.
Mommy took it really hard, and Granny too. Day like today, they still blame themselves.
So he went to prison?
Yeah, we made sure of that. He served his time.
And now he's out and doing the same thing again.
With children, you mean?
No, having unprotected sex, knowing he's HIV positive.
Wait, Robin. I thought you say you use condoms with all your clients.
Yes, but Sean was trying to get me not to use one. He even offered me more money to have unprotected sex with him.
What?
But something in me spirit tell me something was off with this man, you know. Something.
Well, we know he wasn't the one that infected you.
Yeah, and from all the signs, the fact that I ended up sick means I had HIV for a while.
Yeah.
But this man is a danger to society. I am sure somebody can have unprotected sex with him not knowing his status.
Well, hopefully he's on treatment and his viral load is undetectable, so he can't infect anybody.
Knowingly spreading HIV or not disclosing your status to your partner is wrong. It's illegal and criminal. He could get charged.
Look, we got to do something about this. We got to find a way to warn people.
This reminds me of when I was growing up, when they had rumors about who's spreading HIV. But now you don't hear a lot of that.
Back then, it was a lot of stigma and discrimination against persons living with HIV too. That's why many people were afraid to disclose.
Yep.
But that doesn't mean everybody's open with their status now. Usher is wicked enough to be knowingly spreading HIV.
Well, yes. This one hit me hard today.
There must be something we could do. I can call them people at the National AIDS Program Secretariat and ask for some advice. Eunice, you got the number?
Yeah, it's in my phone here. Hold on. NAP's number is 223-7138 or 223-7139.
Good. When I reach home, I can call them and ask them about disclosure. Because Usher needs to be stopped. Look how he didn't tell Robin nothing about his status. And still try to have unprotected sex with her.
I ain't sure how we supposed to do it. While on one hand, yes, people should be warned. And on the other hand, we can't go wrong disclosing people's status when it's none of our business.
No, but in a case like this, where this man seems to be knowingly spreading HIV, what do we do? He offered me more money not to use a condom, knowing he is HIV positive.
He's a sick man.
Oh, it's Kevin. We have a doctor's appointment in about an hour.
Hold on, I hold you back, love.
Hello? Yeah, babes, you could pick me up. Okay, see you soon.
I am shaken by what I heard today. Some people just wicked.
Yep, that's Usher.
We can do everything we can to ensure that that happens.
Mr. and Mrs. Squires, good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Dr. Singh.
And Doc, I'm always telling you, Kevin and Eunice are just fine.
All right. Okay. So you're finally certain that you want to have this baby?
Yes, Doc.
Never been so sure about anything in my life.
Great. Eunice, I know for a long time you struggled with the idea. One time you were for it, and then you changed your mind. Then you were for it again. What's different this time?
I realized that I'm getting older. I'm in my early 30s, and I don't want to get older and then it becomes harder, complicated.
Right.
Plus, I have confidence in the healthcare that is provided for HIV-positive people, even in pregnancy.
Great. And what about you, Kevin?
Well, I've always been ready. I was only waiting for Eunice to say yes. And I'm so happy that this yes is really a yes.
I can imagine. Okay, so, because Eunice is on treatment and her viral load is undetectable, she cannot infect you with HIV. However, you should be on PrEP, Kevin.
I'm on PrEP a few months now.
Good. And of course, you know the facts. It is 99% effective in preventing HIV infection when taken as prescribed. For vaginal sex, PrEP reaches maximum protection against HIV after 21 days of use.
Okay.
So you're on PrEP, Kevin, and Eunice is on treatment and her viral load is undetectable. Therefore, she cannot transmit the virus to you. I see no issue with you guys trying to conceive.
And I should be able to get pregnant quickly, you think, doctor?
Well, it depends. It's different for each couple. Some will conceive the first time they try, while others will take months or even years. Just follow your cycle and take note of your ovulation date.
We're going for the first time.
You two both have a healthy reproductive system, so I see no issue in you conceiving in a timely manner.
Oh my! I can't wait to be pregnant.
It's so wonderful to see you happy about becoming pregnant, Eunice.
Doc, you know a few months ago, I went through a really rough time after I learned my abuser was out of prison. I think going through that bout of depression and seeing my family and friends didn't abandon me, it gave me a renewed hope.
That's the spirit.
Baby Squires will be so loved. I hope my son look just like me.
Who tell you gonna be a boy?
I just got feelings, you know.
If only these things used to work by feelings.
The important things is that you have a healthy baby.
Yes.
We Squires are a boy-making family.
You have been listening to today's episode of Murundoy. So when you're having fun, don't forget
condom. Worried about HIV? Great! Condoms are the most effective way to prevent STIs. But there is also a pill that can reduce your risk of contracting HIV. It's pre-exposure prophylaxis, or PrEP, that is taken before possible exposure to HIV.
Isn't that the same as NPEP?
No, NPEP is post-exposure prophylaxis, to be taken within 72 hours after exposure to HIV.
Oh, thank you.
Learn the facts about PrEP and NPEP today and continue to practice safe sex by using condoms.
A message from the Ministry of Health and the National AIDS Program Secretariat with support from Global Fund.